Blog Talk Radio.
Well. I mean, spring is sprung, and I want to say thank you all so much for being on my talk show. We come to the last day of Black History, but I think we need to also be fair for everyone to understand this is American history. Sure, Dr. Martin Luther King will be rolling around in his grave to see some of the opportunities that our youth have, the voting, racial equality, and, you know, other things that are happening, and we're not taking advantage of it. Today, we have a mother who's taking a higher road. And obviously, I want to take something from the former first lady. She said, when they take the low road, you take the high road. And we have someone who really could take the low road. We have someone who could really take us back to Ferguson. We have someone who really could, you know, hinder, you know, the help in the White House. But this beautiful woman and the faith in God is going to try to do certain things in the memory of her son who was, taken away from her at a very early age. And now it's time for all of us to do one thing. We all got to learn.
You've got the power. You've got the
power. My people in Asia, sure you got to wake up. Midwest, 30 South, sure you got to stand up. All my homies in the West, sure you got to wake up.
Get your heavy butt up. Promised Land. I'm calling you from a place most people live their whole lives trying to get to. From the Promised Land, Snellville, Georgia.
Up y'all mind, it's everybody's wake up call time. I can't sleep too long. Why they do the people wrong? Let's clean the world up before they sweep you gone. This is real talk, you can peek through songs. So when you feel weak, these words will keep you strong and help make a change for the better. It's hard for one to do it, but we can make some changes together.
Well, wake up, everybody. And this is what we're talking about. This is the last day of Black history, but it's American history. And although I am a black man, I'm a mulatto, triracial, Melanesian. But the thing is, we have to come together. We got to educate. We got to wake up. And the most important thing is what we have is Donna Carter, who has every reason to say the heck with the government, the heck with the police, the heck with what's going on, but she has the faith of God. And I'm a vessel I tell people I'm just a pleasure-seeking and giving man will put on God's green earth to share his love. But I want you, if you can, I'm going to bring on someone who is my co-host, and she is my, you know, back when she's awake. Trisha Bailey, lookout lady.
Hello, how you doing, Tom?
Okay, well, guess what? Look out. You my lookout lady,
yes.
Aren't you?
I'm looking out. Yes, I am.
And what do you think about this situation that the mother that we're going to be bringing on, actually, she's on, is, you know, when I was, you know, CNN wanted me to go out to Ferguson, you know, and cover the riots and stuff. You feel what I'm trying to tell you? Donna Carter had every right to be doing the same thing. But she said, hold up, I got prayers in my soul. Welcome to the show. But what do you think about waking up? What are you talking about looking out? And what are you talking about how to behave? I want you to introduce or help me introduce Donna Carter. Trisha Bailey.
Okay.
Donna,
yes, Tom,
welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm here.
And I want Trisha to, you know, I want you to talk for a minute, and then I want Trisha to ask you a few questions as a mother herself, okay? How would she even handle that if she lost her beautiful daughter to some, you know, unknown situations? Tell us a little bit about yourself, Donna Carter. And what is JJ Day?
JJ Day is a day that I have every year in reference to his legacy of keeping his, I'm trying to keep his legacy alive, and it's considered as awareness, which means we're bringing awareness to bullying, suicide, and also police brutality. Educate our children and our communities whenever they get in a situation as such with the police. Yes.
And tell us a little bit about your background, where you're from, and then tell us just a little bit about your son, JJ, and why. Okay. Is he your angel?
Yes, he is my angel. Yes, he was my angel, and he still is, as a matter of fact. Every day, it's not a day that go by that I don't wake up thinking about it. You know, but my thing is, he was a happy child. He loved the people. He had an old soul, and I'm going to, my thing is to keep his legacy alive so that this won't happen to anyone else's children. The point of bringing awareness to our community, global communities, not just our communities here in Atlanta, but all over in every state.
So you, now how long has this been going on? I mean, so this, what year is this going into?
This is the 13th year. Yep, this is the 13th year that I'm giving an event, which I'm giving it in Lithonia, Georgia, on April the 22nd at the Ample Theater between the hours of 1 to 6 p.m. And everybody's invited. We're going to have fun. We're going to have different speakers. We're gonna just make it a great day of knowledge and education.
Trisha, what do you think about that?
Oh man, that is wonderful. I know. And how are you doing? I do apologize. I didn't speak to you. Could you tell me a little bit more about like what your son? How old? First of all, how old was he? And basically, what happened?
My son was. He was 14 years old when he was killed. And basically about my son, he was the type of child, he had an old spirit. And he loved people. I mean, he never met a stranger. Even at a young age, you would have thought he'd been here before. So my thing is to, he would want me to keep his legacy alive to make other people and aware of what's going on in the communities. So I consider this as what we need, I'll put it that way, is a solution to this pollution. And that
yes.
bring awareness.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you go to schools also? And you talk to any students about bullying?
Excuse me?
Do you go to other schools, talk to the students about bullying?
I was doing it at once, but I'm finna start back getting on it. But I do it in the churches.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I'm going to start getting back in that mode again because I see that it's continually happening. And, yes, I could be a bitter mother, but that's not God's way to be bitter. God's way is to come up with a solution to this problem. And
right.
that's awareness.
Yes. And I think that's an excellent thing that you're doing, you know, it's the legacy of your son to have an event like that to bring more awareness. Just like I am the same way, I do the same thing. But I go into schools and I talk to the young children about even as age 2 and 3 years old about bullying and, of course, no texting. But that is very important what you're doing. I think it's a great thing, too.
Thank you.
Well, see, now here's what I'm going to get into because I know for a fact that y'all can just talk. It's a 30-minute show. And, you know, I get that beard white on you. And somebody got to start paying me some money. But we raising the awareness for JJ. And when I say paying me some money, we're talking about donations and volunteers and vendors of this organization and this event. I want you real quickly, and guess what? Give your contact information, Miss Donna Carter, for them to, if they want to donate, you know, if they want to become a volunteer, they want to, you know, have a cleanup crew, any churches or schools or daycares to come out and be on the, you know, the inflatables. Now, let me ask you, what is the age limit for the inflatables? Because I want to get in one of those doggone move on.
No, you going back
next
now. No.
Okay, so that means no is out of the question.
Okay,
but give your contact information and what we're saying is donate. And what we're saying, you got to tell them your organization is a nonprofit and it's a write-off.
Yes.
And for organizations, I'm talking about corporations that McDonald's are making $1 billion in a ghetto. Do you understand? It's time for them to step up to the plate. It's time for Burger King. It's time for KFC. It's time for, you know, Kroger's, Publix, Walmart. It's time for everybody to say, wow, look at this mother who could really turn the other you turn the other cheek. You feel me? But you could have went straight on and acted a fool. But this is something, because JJ was better than that, and he knew you as a mother would represent him better. You feel me? So can you give your contact information and how can people donate? Well, first off, communicate with you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I can. My lines are open 24/7. You can give me a call at 770-885-0541. My email address is donnacarter, @gmail.com. If you want to email me, and you can call me at any time.
Now, do you have a Facebook page, or how can people donate? Do you have, like, a PayPal?
I have a PayPal set up on Facebook, which is under Donna Carter, which I'm in Stone Mountain, Georgia, and you can go to the Eventbrite from my page. You'll see it on my page.
Now, how about vendors? Now. You know, here's the thing. People need to learn to grab hold to something that's good. You know what I'm saying? Because we always want to gravitate to the bad. Bad news on newspapers and TV commercials. That's how Trisha got to know me. But anyway, that's another story. But the point is, we got to, you know, good news and good people need to have front page exposure. How can people become part of this? And how can people who maybe experience the same situation saying, wow, I wish I could, you know, I need to communicate with her because this same thing happened to my nephew, happened to my sister, happened to my son or my daughter. How can people come and what can they do? And guess what? Bring money is great, but volunteering is better.
Yes, it is. And the key factor to all of this is, you know, for us to empower each other as a community. It's not just a black thing. It's all people, because we're all human. So we all, it's a time where we all just need to come together in unity, because no matter what we go through, we're going to have to deal with the police. Because when something happens, who is the first people that we call? The police. So my thing is, what they need to start doing is have better training. I think they need better training. Our teens need to be trained when it comes to being stopped by the police, what actions they need to take, not to reach for anything, you know, just go through the protocol so you can't end up losing your life, you know.
They just have to do the right thing
and be conscious, but they need to be educated and knowledgeable of it. That's why I feel that in the schools with driver's education, they need to give this type of knowledge to them because they're young.
That's correct. That's correct, because, you know, the thing is, what I'm trying to tell you is they teach you, you know, when you get your driver's license, you know, you got to do your eye test and this, and then you get parallel park and then you got your license. But they don't tell you how to behave in peer pressure and the people in your car. You got to make sure, you know, the people that you have in your vehicle are, you know, on the same page as you are. And it's not, because you can be right, but you can be dead right. But most important thing is about respect. And I also offer and challenge this to the police academies around the world, is to say how to, you know, manage and handle it. And if this was a course that, you know, the kids took, in the course that the police took, that they know, page 12, okay? Hands up on the steering wheel and waiting until the police come, you know. You feel me?
Exactly.
Come to you. And you know, don't run from them, because they are the ones that you gravitate towards. And what I want to do is bring on a few people, because they've been very patient, and thank you all for taking your time up, because I know there's some input. And these are some, you know, people who are going to be amazed at your, you know, endurable, okay, journey. But most over is your loving personality. And as we're talking, it was not giving fault to anyone, but it's something just happened. And so in JJ's, you know, memory, let me see if I can, if you don't mind. Just bring on a couple of people, okay? See if they can, you know, have a question or comment or remark about what you're doing and how maybe they can help. Because it takes a village or a nation or a world to raise a child today. Amen.
Amen.
So if you don't mind, I want to bring on 404-200. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question, comment, or remark?
I have a comment that I want to say that I do agree with the young lady about the death of her son and the things that could be done to stop the police brutality as a race of nation. I think we should come more together and do something about it instead of just continue to let it go.
Now, where are you calling from, sir?
I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
So, wake up. Is that what you're saying? Everybody need to wake up, everybody.
That's exactly what I'm saying. Back when in my younger days, we were handling it as a community. But nowadays,
amen,
it's so much chaos and we're all fighting against one another. I'm listening to you. Go ahead.
Well, anyway, the thing is, thank you so much for your input. Do you want to have... you want to give your name?
My name is James Hudson.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
And are you going to be participating in her event?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm going to get more information from her. I do have her contact information, and I will be contacting her. And, yes, I will. Not only me, but I'll be bringing some people with me.
All right. Amen.
Thank you.
Donna.
Thank you.
Okay, well, look, hey, Mr. Hudson, if you do, I'm going to keep you mic'd up, but we're going to go through and just, you know, because it's a little short show. But we're going to do this because she needs our help, and it's not just her. It's a lot of us, a lot of people, all colors, all races, everywhere around the country. And I have an individual who, took his time out just for a minute. Mr. Hudson, if you can just, you know, I'm going to keep you mic'd up, and we'll come back to you, okay? Okay. 770-262. Welcome to the show. Do you have a question, comment, or remark?
I've got a lot of everything.
Well, I'm bringing you now. What is your name?
Okay. My name?
Yes, sir.
My name is Dave.
Welcome to the show. Obviously, I think we talked a little bit prior to the show. Can you tell me what's your position in the city of Snellville?
I am a member of the city council.
And obviously, we were talking about, you know, we were really, you know, kind of really, wild with how Miss Donna Carter, the mother of a child, who was, did the pit maneuver of a police and he killed himself, but she took the higher road. And we were just talking about educating, and it's waking up everybody, and it's including the police and the new, you know, drivers on the road and how they need to behave. Can you, as a father of a college, you know, students, do you think it's a proper thing for it to be mandatory for the police academy and the driver's license, you know, DMV, to say how to handle yourself with respect, both sides, in a situation to be pulled over?
I don't know if it would be mandatory. That brings in a little bit of government intrusion that I think we have too much of. I think people should be advised of proper
protocol. Yeah, advised. Okay, there you go. Yeah.
And I think drivers need to understand that based on current events, with so many policemen being assaulted and killed, that they're a little bit on edge. So if you do something now as a driver that might have gone by pretty much unnoticed 10 years ago, you're not in that situation. And the best thing you can do, and what police officers typically advise, is if you're pulled over, if it's at night, turn on the inside light, put your hands on the steering wheel so that the officer can see what's going on. If you're a little bit concerned, if you're out in the middle of nowhere, you might want to see if you can get somewhere where there is other people around, so that you're not out. It's kind of difficult if you get pulled over on an interstate, that if you keep on going, the officer's going to think you're trying to run from him. But in a lot of cases, it may be something where you want to pull into a parking lot somewhere where there are a lot of people around if you feel concerned. Most police officers try to do an outstanding job, and they do an outstanding job. You do have some that maybe are a little bit young, a little bit inexperienced, or I'm sure we have some police officers out there. But they tend to be 1 in 1,000 or 1 in 2,000, and the good ones are simply trying to do their job. And if you break the law and they see you break the law, they're going to pull you over. And as much as anything, they're trying to keep people safe. And obviously, if you run a stop sign, you run a red light, that can put somebody, put yourself in danger, put somebody else in danger. So they're going to pull you over, probably give you a citation to call your attention to something that you're going to think twice next time that situation arises. But in my experience, and I've had a number of what they call enforcement encounters during my life, and depending on how you respond, the officer is going to take a different attitude. So if you're cooperative, you understand he's doing a job, and you just have to understand what his position is and the fact that anymore, if he can't see your hands, he's going to feel threatened. And if something drops on the floor, you just say, look, I just dropped my phone, I just dropped whatever, I dropped my license on the floor, I'm going to reach down and get it. And he knows what's going on and what to expect. So I think just proper etiquette when you're pulled over.
That's it. Say that one more time.
Proper etiquette when you're pulled over. I respect, sure. And it goes both ways. Now, you have some officers who think, I guess, like they're Barney Fife, and every time they pull somebody over, they think it's a major deal. Yeah, you ran a red light, but you're really a criminal on the run, and they get a little bit off the reservation with that. But again, that tends to be few and far between. So it's really a matter of just having an understanding on both sides and just not being stupid. And frankly, just being open. If an officer pulls you over, you just say, why was I pulled over? I'm just curious because I didn't think I was doing anything wrong. I was driving along and didn't think I was violating any laws. A lot of times the police officer will do is pull over a car that is driving along with one of their lights out or something that isn't quite right, but it's not a major situation. And people say, oh, don't they have anything better to do than pull me over because I had a rear tail light out? They do that in a lot of cases because it's amazing what they find. They'll pull a car over for a tail light out and it'll be a drug dealer or it'll be somebody with outstanding warrants. So a lot of times they'll pull you over for a minor infraction, and if there's nothing else going on, they'll just say, well, get that fixed. Have a nice day. So there's a rhyme and a reason to what they do.
Well, Mr. Emanuel, thank you so much for your time. And obviously, Ms. Carter, can you invite Mr. Emanuel to JJ Day? And to,
yes,
perhaps, invite people that he knows, and as far as the, authority going at Snellville, DeKalb, Metro Atlanta, and talking about Georgia, talking about around the country, but can you invite him to have these, campfire talks with the kids and the officers?
Yes, sir. I would love to have him to come.
And guess what? Donna's going to make the brownies. Hello?
Yeah.
Can you invite him? Hello?
Yes, sir. He's
still there?
Hello, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Well, you cut out for a minute. Yeah, I can hear you now. I don't know what happened.
Okay.
You cut out for a minute.
Okay, I'm sorry about that. I would love to invite you out to speak with the youth and just let
mm-hmm.
them know what the protocol, to do the right thing. But like I said, we have a lot of students that's coming out of school for the summer, and a lot of people get their, a lot of the youth get their driver's license, and they don't know any better. So it's
mm-hmm.
time that they can talk. So if I would love to welcome you out to our event
okay.
on April 22nd between the hours of 1 and 7 p.m. in Lithonia, Georgia at the amphitheater.
All right. Well, Tom has my contact information. I need to run. If you want to
okay.
forward that on or
put us in touch with each other, and I'll look forward to it. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Dave.
Goodbye. You're welcome. Goodbye.
We're going to go through real quickly. 770-906. Do you have a question, comment, or remark?
Yes. Hi, my name is Toni Dickerson. I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia, and I'm very supportive of all the protocol, even doing the random stops of our young black Afro-American males and stereotypes, dealing with the police officers and their position of authority, really just going overboard of the situation, even though we do have a lot of our young black men that did go through the protocol, hands at the car, at the window, also step at the car with their hands up, and still was basically ambushed and abused, forcibly abused by the police officers, even though they went through protocol. So to this day, the standing of a lot of people that's seeing this live on VA cam, police VA cam, also with social media, with video live with Facebook, and as a whole, as a country, it needs to be rectified in the court order of law pertaining of the situation to really be kind of threaded out and weeds out the bad and the good. Also going through psychological testing with each individual that do decide to become on the police force, because you have some people that have issues.
Background check. I mean, here's the thing. A lot of the police that came from Afghanistan, they have bullets whizzing by them, and you can have a flashback. And what I'm going to tell you is you're absolutely correct. But this is where, Dave was saying there should be a protocol for the academy and to do background check on the police officers. But at the same token, and I'm not here to, point any fingers, but you can be right or you can be dead right. And guess what? Isn't that right, Ms. Carter? Let's make it through the situation. Isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yes, everybody.
Let's make it through this situation.
Yes.
And, I ain't going to suck your pinky toe, but I'm going to tell you, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, and, follow what, they're wanting you to do. And just like, David said, and just like Ms. Carter said, because you don't know what kind of day anybody has, Here's what I tell you. I talk to people all around the world every day. And sometimes I say something to somebody, and it makes a lasting impression on them. And I don't know. I just said something. You feel me? Because I'm a vessel for God. You hear me? But if you say something sideways, hold the door open for a young lady coming out of a QT. You know what I'm saying? Hey, how you doing? You're looking, I like your dress. I mean, I'm not trying to flirt with you or whatever. The point is sometimes you can make somebody's day or you can make it a bad day for you, and just be respectful. And let's just say this. How are you going to behave at the church with your grandmama? Okay? Now, can we all agree on that one? And you know when you don't get up and walk when the preacher talks. You don't they sing it, then you can walk and people can come in. The point is respect. And I can't stand the preacher preaching, but I'm not going to act a fool at church with my grandma. You know what I'm saying? So,
and you know what?
That is
a good example that you put, but you also have to think about your environment and what you absorb and what's instilled in you.
Yeah.
And goes back to on the pulpit, a lot of us are called by a few are chosen. And it's what you steal.
Amen.
And by me being an Afro-American black female, and I am a woman of God, and I do know the word, and I love everybody. But as a black race, We was never taught to hate, regardless of our ancestors that have been abused by the KKK or et cetera. We were still taught to love, regardless we had racial slurs against us. We were still love was instilled in us to love despite of. And it's what you absorb and what you've been taught and what you've seen. Even though we can read the word of God, but then we have to walk in love, you know. And you are what you put out, you know. And you
well,
have
see,
a lot of people right. You have a lot of people that know God, but they don't have a relationship. And all that takes
right.
a toll, too, because the anointed destroys the yoke. So whatever is not
well,
God,
we all fall
right.
short of our maker. And the thing is, what you got to understand, too, though, if you go back far enough, there ain't no slave ship ever went up the Congo River because we were sold by our own people to the slave ship. And this is
right.
why sometimes our own black people cannot get along and learn to love each other. And guess what? Pull your pants up. Look, keep your grades up. And put a tie on every now and then. And you know, and you can be look different if you're not thug looking, driving a red Corvette. Now, hey, guess what? I was on Wall Street. Hell, I could drive a pink limousine. Because guess what? I did the streets. I was a pimp to pimp to pimp.
Right.
But
that's stereotype.
I learned people how to make this money right. And the thing what we're talking about on JJ Day is, and I want to finish it, I want to bring on just two other people
okay.
real quickly, is 404-615. Welcome to the show. I know you're human now.
Hello?
404-615. Welcome to the show. You have a question, comment, or remark?
I just want to have a comment. Just want to say something on the support of Donna Carter. My name is Mariah Jarito. I am an executive producer, and I'm also one of her volunteers, and I will be helping him in this event that day, supporting JJ.
Boom! There
Fest.
We go.
So
yeah, that's what we need. Isn't that right, Donna?
Yes. Yeah, so I'm a volunteer for People TV and, you know, also working on some project myself, and me and her linked up, and I knew it was something special about her. And once she told me, you know, my heart just went out to her and her family, and I just wanted to be very supportive. And like I told her, hey, I've been producing for about 25 years. Let me help you film this for you. Let me support you. Let me help. I'll do anything she want me to do to get this, you know, out and celebrate JJ legacy.
God bless you.
Yeah.
Wow, look at
and we need more people. And we need
now,
all the people
need,
we can because
you need
I have
any
a son too. You know, we just wanted to turn it in something exciting. You know, we don't want it to be anything like sad. We want everybody to enjoy the entertainment we're gonna have. We're gonna have performers. We're gonna have speakers, and you know, we just want to celebrate because that's what he will want. And I'm really want to do this too as well because I have a son, and once she told me that. It kind of touched my heart, and ever since I've been staring at my son and praying over his life that he doesn't have no altercations with any police because it could have been him. So I feel what's going on with her heart about this, and it's time for her to come all the way out with this. And I saw that in her eyes, and I said, let me help you. So I'm there for you, Ms. Donna Carter. This is Ms. Jarito.
Thank
okay,
thank
well,
you.
Now
okay.
you have the can you give your contact for volunteers real quickly? Can you give you on Facebook or how can they, if the people who are listening to it, and more importantly, is listen, Donna, can you say, have you ever been to the Promised Land? Have you, well, seriously, first off, have you ever been to heaven?
No, but I'm on my way there. I feel like I'm in heaven now.
Well, guess what? Guess who you talking to? Guess who you're talking to?
The Promised Land.
Promised Land.
Yes,
and
sir.
And this is a place most people live their whole lives trying to get to, and it is a physical place. And I just got through, and this is the last day. This is why I was doing it for her son. It was Black History,
right.
which you have to understand, I'm triracial. I am a black man, but the point I'm trying to tell you is it's something about respect. It's about being raised. And guess what? There are kids today that raise up their hand and slap their mom. I wish I would try to do that. back in the day. You know what I'm saying? And the most important thing is it's about respect. It is something that, you know, again, I say you can be right or be dead right, but the most important thing is, you know, Ms. Carter took the high road, and she's trying to correct this because guess what? She said to me earlier that my son, you know what I'm saying, I could have been an angry mama and want to burn Atlanta down. She turned, and she is trying to elevate. And so if you don't mind, can you give your information about how to volunteer on this location event for JJ?
Okay, they can go on my Facebook page, which is Donna Carter from Stone Mountain. And there's a link on there that you can go in. It's also an Eventbrite link on there. Or you can email me at msdonnacarter2@gmail.com. Or you can call me at 770-885-0541. That's my contact
information. Okay, well, here's the thing. We're getting ready to go wake up some more people. And I want to say thank you all so much for taking your time out. But I know this is an individual. They've been waiting on to get on, and I'm going to bring them on. And I got you all mic'd up so y'all can just talk and have a party. 404-200. Welcome to the show. You have a question, comment, or remark for Donna Carter. Hello. Oh, they already... They're having a party, I think, you know. In your,
it sounds like it.
But, Donna, can you give some gratitude?
Yes, I just want
to
thank
you. How do you get to know me?
Boy, it's weird. It's all in who know who these days. I saw him on Facebook, and also a friend gave me his information to give him a call and said that he was the man with the plan to help me to get where I need to be. So I gave him a call. And now I'm here. And I thank God and I thank Mr. Promised Land.
Mr. Thomas Land? Oh, you came up with a new one there. Well, listen, for those who are in need of business, exposure, media,
right,
exposure. There's going to be about 200 million people coming through Georgia, Florida, and throughout the nation. All right? If you need media, I do an article talk show campaign for you. But it's not about the money. You feel me? When you learn to love, when you learn to give, when you learn to do something and have what they call, I call it pappy. It's called passion. Action, production, and inspiration. This is what, you know, signifies Donna Carter for all of us. And if all of y'all say, give me a dap up in the air, dap. And I want to say thank you so much for your time, and I'm going to finish up with this song. Thank you, Ms. Carter.
Thank you for having me on your show.
Hey, JJ.
JJ Day.
Kid Dynamite. One love, everybody. Be careful out there. Smile instead of be mad.